Here is the newsline. First, the headlines. Village minister calls Village Day a momentum to ensure villages continue to move forward. Brunei Darussalam tourism minister says Indonesia has great tourism potential. Now the news in detail. Minister of Villages and Underdeveloped Development of Disadvantaged Regions, PDT, Yanditro Susanto said that the commemoration of Village Day every 15th January is a momentum to ensure that villages continue to move forward. In the kickoff of Village Day commemoration, as monitored through the YouTube channel of the Ministry of Development and Disadvantaged Regions in Jakarta on Tuesday, Yanditro Susanto explained that it is important to ensure that villages in Indonesia continue to move in the right and advanced direction. According to him, villages must move forward because villages have an important role in Indonesia's development as President Prabowo Subianto's six main program.
Astacita keenam ini adalah membangun dari desa.
The sixth aspiration is to build from the village and from below for economic equality and poverty eradication. So clearly, villages are mentioned in Mr. President's Astacita. Therefore, it is important that we ensure that villages in Indonesia continue to move in the right and advanced direction.
Bahwa desa-desa di Indonesia terus bergerak ke arah yang lebih benar dan maju.
Moreover, Minister Yanditro Susanto said that 73% of Indonesia's population resides in villages. To realize the six Astacita, the Ministry of Villages and Underdeveloped Regions Development presents 12 action plans which include revitalization of village-owned enterprises, village self-sufficiency and food security, village self-sufficiency in energy and water, and downstreaming of village superior products. Next is the development of export villages, village pioneer youths, and synchronization and consolidation of ministry or agency programs into villages. The Central Statistics Agency or BPS reported that the value of Indonesia's export reached $264.70 billion throughout 2024. In the release aired through the YouTube account of the Central Statistics Agency on Wednesday, acting head of BPS Amalia Adininggar Widyasanti said the value of export was higher than in 2023, which recorded $258.82 billion. She explained non-oil and gas export reached $248.83 billion, or increased by 2.46%, while oil and gas export reached $15.88 billion, a decrease of 0.27%. According to Adininggar, the main drivers of Indonesia's non-oil and gas export performance are the processing industry and agriculture,
di mana kedua sektor ini, yaitu sektor industri pengolahan dan pertanian,
these two sectors, namely the processing industry and agriculture sectors, are the main drivers of the increase in non-oil and gas export performance in 2024, with a share of 3.84% and 0.51% respectively in the growth of non-oil and gas export.
Moreover, acting head of BPS Amalia Adininggar Widyasanti also said that if we look at the destination of export countries in 2024, non-oil and gas export to the United States, India, ASEAN and European Union increased, while non-oil and gas export to China decreased compared to 2023. The Minister of Primary Resources and Tourism of Brunei Darussalam, Dato Sri Satya Haji Abdul Manaf bin Haji Metusin, said that Indonesia has an opportunity to attract many tourists is very large. This was revealed by Haji Abdul Manaf at the networking session between Brunei and Indonesia agencies in Jakarta on Tuesday. Haji Abdul Manaf explained that Indonesia has great tourism potential that is not owned by the Kingdom of Brunei. For example, Indonesia has UNESCO site, geoparks, Labuan Bajo, Belitung, and others, which make Indonesia able to attract many tourists. Moreover, Hajib Lumana further explained Brunei people prefer to visit Jakarta and Bandung for sport tourism and golf and shopping for fashion, textiles, batik and culinary. Meanwhile, Indonesian tourists visiting Brunei mostly do religious tourism activities and education tourism. According to Hajib Lumana, to facilitate tourists visiting Indonesia and Brunei, in the near future, there will be flights from Balikpapan to Brunei and vice versa. Voice of Indonesia RI has again been chosen as a partner for the internship program for foreign students held by the Australian Consortium for In-Country Indonesia Studies, or ASCIS. Voice of Indonesia is one of about five government institutions that are ASCIS partner for this year. ASCIS program coordinator Helmi Watimuri told Voice of Indonesia that apart from Voice of Indonesia, interns are deployed to Bogor and Yogyakarta.
Kali ini kita punya 108 mahasiswa.
This time we have 108 students from about 14 different Australian universities. Then the number is indeed slightly down from the last 113 and also 108. Then for the place of internship we also opened up outside Jakarta, so there are Bogor and Yogyakarta. When it comes to the general theme, it's actually still the same. People-to-people connection, Australia-Indonesia. But for this time, because the participants are more law students, so the legal sector is probably the most highlighted, so the big theme.
Moreover, Helmi Watimuri added, in addition to relying on the new Colombo Plan financing program, the internship students for this year have received funding from the Asia New Zealand Foundation. The Financial Services Authority, or OJK, has written to banks and finance companies to support President Prabowo Subianto's administration's 3 million house building program. Chairman of the Board of Commissioners of the Financial Services Authority, Mahendra Siregar, said that OJK has asked banks to provide expanded financing, especially for low-income people. In a virtual press conference on Tuesday, Mahendra conveyed that his party had sent letters to banks, finance companies, as well as BP Tapra and PTSMF to support the expansion of housing financing for low-income people. Mahendra said that the involvement of the financial services sector was very central.
And the active involvement of the financial services sector is expected to be very central in bridging the limited budget capacity of the government.
Dari keterbatasan kapasitas anggaran pemerintah.
In addition, the Financial Services Authority, OJK, will optimize the asset-backed securities participation securities scheme in the capital market, specifically to increase liquidity and funding support for the 3 million house construction program. The OJK has also activated various relaxation policies in the housing sector, such as the quality of public housing loans, which can be accessed only based on the currency of payments. The Indonesian Trade Minister Budi Santoso released the export of 1,200 metric tons welded beam steel products produced by PT Gunung Raja Paksi worth $1.5 million to New Zealand. Budi said the export opportunity could occur because Indonesia took advantage of the ASEAN-Australia-New Zealand Free Trade Area ANZFTA economic cooperation so that the import duty became 0%. During the release of steel export in Cikarang, Bekasi, West Java on Wednesday, Budi Santoso said this makes it easier for Indonesia to compete with other countries. Budi said New Zealand has many bridge and airport construction projects, which could be an opportunity to enter the country's steel market. Moreover, Budi asked micro, small and medium enterprises to improve product quality in order to enter the export market and be able to compete fairly with other countries. The Embassy of Finland and Indonesia, together with Indon Business Finland, visited Nusantara Capital City, or IKN, on Tuesday. The visit was carried out in order to see examples of smart pole technology and other smart city technologies in the archipelago. Through a statement quoted through oikn.go.id on Wednesday, during this visit, the Finnish Embassy, led by the Finnish Ambassador to Indonesia, Timor Leste, and ASEAN, Pekka Kaihilahti, together with a team from Business Finland, had the opportunity to see firsthand the construction of the Nusantara capital city. The Finnish Ambassador to Indonesia, Timor Leste, and ASEAN, Pekka Kaihilahti, explained the main purpose of the visit is to build cooperation with Nusantara capital city authority in the development of smart cities and have expertise, experience, and best practices in terms of smart cities and to share all of that with Indonesia. He also expressed his hope that the relationship with Indonesia, collaboration between Indonesia and Finland, could be even stronger.